Hi guys, oh my days, it has been a minute, right? Yeah, a minute, because I don't know, I've missed you guys so much. I don't know why you guys haven't missed me, but I have missed you guys. And as you all know, I'm a baker. It's been a bit busy down here. I've been having a lot of baking jobs to do, and most times I'm fagged out at the end of the day, and that's why I haven't given us a podcast. And I'm really, really sorry that I have not been able to do that. I hope my apologies are accepted, guys. I've missed you. What's up with you? Hope you are keeping safe. Hope you are following the medical protocols. If you have to step out, take care of yourself. We need to celebrate at the end of Corona. Like, guys, hey, I have prepared my Corona Ashwebi, my Corona Gidli, my Corona Shoe, because I am gonna dance at the end of Corona. So I need you guys to be with me. So keep safe, okay? Now, it's not really been easy. I mean, you know that saying where they say practice what you preach? Like, I started feeling some kind of way lately, a bit down. Aside from the fact that I was busy, I was a bit down. I was so bored out of my mind. I didn't even know what was happening. And yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. Well, I grew up in Kano State and Kano, Abuja. That has been my, you know, my homes. But I came to Gombe in January for my master's. I'm running my master's in English literature, and then Corona happened, and so no school. So I've just been at home. And Gombe can be, it's a small town. What I call it, a small town, it's a growing town, and it just can be very boring. Trust me, it hasn't been easy for me. I started feeling some kind of way, missing home, missing everything, you know. Now, yeah, and what I kept doing was speaking positive to myself, telling myself, Jemima, you can do it, you are blessed, you are favored, you are a child of joy, you're not a child of sorrow. I think the devil just thought, because I spoke about depression, because I'm preaching against depression, he wants to depress me. And I want to thank everyone, who all my friends who reach out to me, and I reach out to them in this period of my episode, because I'm not depressed. I like life too much to be depressed. Yeah, so they reach out to me, and thank you guys so much. I'm happy, I'm uplifted, I am joyful. Thank you guys, you're the best. No. So I've been having this conversation with a few of my people about, you know, old school and new school norms. You know, why did I say old school and new school? Things we grew up with knowing to be right and wrong, and now it's like there's an opposite now. Things that are now known to be right and wrong, like if you listen to today's generation that are breeding up, and the things that are becoming norms, those are the arbitrary norms of our, like, growing up with our parents. And now you hear young couples and young children, growing children, say some things as normal, and they are fine with it, and they are striving so hard, and you're like, what went wrong? Who pressed that button? Who switched it up? You're confused. So, like, I've been having this conversation with a number of my wonderful friends, and yeah, so I'm going to be having three amazing people who are young, from the old generation, who are also part of the new generation. I don't know how to put it, but we're going to be having a conversation. It's going to be the gist about what is happening, like, because when I hear some conversations and see some things, you'd be surprised in this small Gombe, the things that I have seen with my eye and head. Hey, chineke. Hey, I'm like, when did this all go wrong? And then when you're having conversations with people, like, your beliefs and what you think is right, they're like, I beg, you need to evolve. Somebody told me that thing, and I looked at him and said, there's something wrong in your head. Like, so you lost something somewhere. Because the conversation we're having was like something that I knew this one was wrong. It was not an arguable thing, But the fact he was telling me was like, the world is evolving, Jemima. Like, you need to evolve. And I'm like, what the hell? Who says that kind of stupid thing? But that's my own opinion. Like, a friend of mine will say, everyone has an opinion. And everybody's opinion is right. Just because 2 plus 2 is 4 does not mean 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is not 4. Abi? So I'm going to be having 3 amazing people come with me on my podcast. And we're going to be having an interesting, intense kind of gist that I need you guys to send love, send it out to your friends to listen, because it's going to make sense. We're going to be having this conversation, and it's going to be on a Sunday. That's because they're all working, so they need time. Sunday is the only time I can have them. I value their opinion so much, so I need them to come on the show and have this gist with me. Maybe I'll learn from them, because I'm really confused what is going on with this our world right now. I mean, there's corona on one side, then we have wrong mindsets on another side. It's like, even if corona goes, the people mentality is worse than corona. But that's me saying, shao. Maybe you guys think it's okay, but let's hear from them. So we're going to be having 3 amazing people. I'm super excited to have this gist with them. So guys, do have a lovely day. Make sure you spread love. Spread good energy around you. Keep speaking positive to your day. Keep speaking positive to your life. Don't let anything weigh you down. It's just for a moment. We have a big God up there, and He will never leave us stranded. So keep speaking positive. Keep staying happy. Keep safe. Wear your gloves. Take your sanitizer. Use your face mask, cough into your elbow, wash your hand thoroughly, scrub the back of your hand, in between your hands, scrub your fingers, keep your house clean, and most importantly, stay blessed and have a lovely day. Bye guys, this is J Talk, and see you soon.